What did you do for the school board?
I was a foreman painter for Burnaby School Board.
Foreman?
Painter.
Painter, oh yeah.
Painter, for painting.
And then
painting schools.
You said you were involved in the Burnaby Trades and Labour.
I was involved in the Burnaby the School Board Union, Canadian Union of Public Employees. I was on the provincial executive of that,
mm-hmm.
and also the president of the local 379 of Burnaby School Board.
Right.
QP.
Mm-hmm. How many years were you in that, involved in that?
Well, I joined the school board in 1953, left it in 1982, and apart from 1 year, I was on the executive all that time.
Good.
Within a year, I was on the executive.
So. 30 years. Okay, that's, I bet you've seen the Burnaby school system grow then.
Yes, I have. Quite a few changes.
Do you sort of remember some of the early schools that were here that I guess got sort of...
Well, yes, I remember when the old Grey School used to be at Edmonds, and also the old school that used to be, the old building that used to be the annex of Gilmore. Quite a number of schools that have been torn down. The old piece at Douglas Road School, when they had an annex just in front of there on that green, just in front of Douglas Road School.
Oh, right.
I remember them tearing that down. There was a great big wasp nest in the walls, a bee's nest rather, in the walls, and just piles and piles of honey out of that bee's nest when they tore it down.
What year was that? They tore that down.
Oh, I can't remember the exact year, but it was, I would say, somewhere in the early 70s.
Oh, right.
Around 1970, I think.
Do you remember, it probably may not have been in Burnaby School District, apparently there was a, right where Denny's is on North Road in Austin, over by Lougheed Mall, there used to be a school there apparently. Maybe it was in Coquitlam, I guess, was it?
Austin Road, the other side of North Road?
Yeah, like the...
Well, if it's the other side of North Road, that's a Coquitlam school.
Apparently where Denny's restaurant now sits, there was an old schoolhouse
mm-hmm.
one time. I was talking to somebody who actually went to school there,
yeah.
and they said there was nothing but kind of bush all around.
Now that would be a Coquitlam school board if it's the other side of North Road from here.
Yeah.
Because North Road is the actual boundary line.
Right. No, I just wondered if you remember that school being there at all.
I think I remember the old school. Remember the old school there, but we wasn't part of Burnaby School Board. He wondered that that area was the Cameron Road School, which is not too far from there. It's in that area just behind those big high rises, in amongst those big high rises, just near Woolco and that.
Right. How long has that Cameron Road School been there? Is that a fairly new school since they built the mall there?
Been there, I'd say at least 25 years anyway.
Is that right? So
mm-hmm.
puts it back in about the mid 60s, I guess, when it was built.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wondering when that area started to develop. I guess it would have been in that around that time, the mid 60s, when the area started kind of grow.
Before some of those high rises were there, anyway.
Right.
Those high rises all have been built up around it.
Is that right? That school was there first to service, I guess, that little.
Yeah, there's an area back in there. Stony Creek School now is a more modern one. Just a. Close to that area, there's also another school further along towards Port Moody from there. What's the name of that now? Linwood? No. Yeah, I think it's Linwood.
Mm-hmm.
Another one there, you think? So.
Were you involved in any of the kind of community associations in this North Burnaby area at all during that time? Or
not so much during that time, no. Not in the community associations. I didn't get into community involvement too much until after I retired. Then I started getting involved in the seniors' activities.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, what got me involved in that, on retirement from Burnaby School Board, I became the first president. A friend, another lady and myself decided we felt we needed to keep some of the old retirees of Burnaby School Board together rather than sort of lose touch with one another, so we formed a retired members association.
Oh, yeah.
And we've still got that going now. It's a very active group.
Right.
And that got me involved, and I was invited by a friend of mine that in Vancouver to get our group to affiliate to the Council of Senior Citizens, which I did, and I don't know whether that was such a wise move after all, because within a year I was on the executive of that council, and now I'm the president of it. So you know, one thing leads to another.
Sort of sucked you in a little bit.
Well, that's right.
I mean, I don't mean...
I'm one of these guys that can't say no when they ask me to do something.
Right, and now you're on all those other organisations too.
That's right.
That's
the more active you are, the more people want you to do more.
Well, I find that true, you know, and then the old story, if you want something done, ask a busy person, because they get it done, and that's why they're busy, you know.
Right.
But it's unfortunate, it seems.
Actually, if I didn't have this to keep me going, I think I'd fall apart, though. So, right. You know, really, it's worthwhile.
Right. Oh, yeah, I think those kind of things really keep you...
To keep young, you've got to be active.
That's
you've got
right.
to keep active.
I find myself that... the very rare occasion, and believe me, it's rare, when I sort of sit down and I haven't got something that immediately has to be seen to, I feel kind of lost. You know, a sense of impending doom or something, you know, as if I think I haven't done something I've forgotten about, you know.
Right.
But the Burnaby Retired School Teachers Association...
Not school teachers, school... it's non-teaching staff.
Oh, non-teaching. Really?
Non-teaching staff.
Okay. Is there a school teachers one as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes,
okay.
There's the teachers, Burnaby Teachers Association, which is take care of the teachers.
Oh.
They belong to the BC Teachers Federation.
Oh, but that's just the Burnaby Teachers Association.
Yeah.
Not the retired.
No. I think there is a retired teachers association too, but we don't have any much contact with them.
Somebody did mention that I should be perhaps talking to somebody from the retired teachers association.
Mm-hmm. I think there is some.
They said they thought that there would be some teachers there who've been in the community for a long time, and would be able to talk about sort of the early school system and things like that in Burnaby too.
Some of them probably could give you a lot of information.
Still, you know, some of them are still around, and I guess there weren't that many non-teachers.
One of the ones you should contact. Do you know Jim McFarlane?
He's
a teacher. He lives here in Burnaby, and he was the vice president, I think, of the Burnaby Teachers Association.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would probably put you in touch with whoever looks after the Retired Teachers Association, or you can phone the Teachers Association office, and they would tell you too.
Mm-hmm.
They would tell you who to get contact from the Teachers Association, Retired Teachers Association group.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably have an office in the same building as their parent body. So.
Mm-hmm. Who would you suggest for a contact, like in terms of the Trades Council, like somebody who
Burnaby?
Have a long association with it, perhaps. Apart from obviously you have, but.
There's no Burnaby Trades Council as such. It's the Vancouver and District Labour Council. It's the ones the majority of the Burnaby trades union groups belong to. They belong to the Vancouver District Trades and Labour Council.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also some of them over in the close to the New Westminster side of Burnaby, but would probably belong to the New Westminster Trades and Labour Council.
Oh, right.
So, I guess. Just about any of the local unions in Burnaby. My own local union would, Local 379 Burnaby School Board, or the Firefighters Union. They belong to it.
All right.
Quite a number of the unions that live in Burnaby, have in offices in Burnaby, belong to the Vancouver District Labour Council.
Right. There's always a perception I have gained.
Fred Randall's group, for instance, who Fred Randall belongs to, you know, the Alderman Fred Randall?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I work with them, they all belong to the Labour Council.
Mm.
And they could give you the contacts for Labour people in Burnaby, apart from myself, you know.
Mm.